Welcome back, guys, to Marriage and Martini. Wait, guys, is guys like a thing, like a regional thing? When I say guys, I mean like girls and boys. I don't mean like just the guys. Because I think around here, guys means both. But I think I've been places where they're like, you say guys and it's just you're referring to guys. Is this
really
a thing? Yeah.
No, I never heard of that.
Yeah, I think it's a regional thing maybe. So what I meant to say was, welcome girls and boys back to Marriage and Martinis. Everybody's included.
Okay.
I am Adam and here is Danielle.
Hi. You can't even say girls and guys anymore because you have to think about the non-binary
right.
And everything.
Girls and guys and them.
Yeah.
And
they.
They. Mm-hmm. Welcome. Everybody is welcome here.
Always. Everybody.
Of course. And before we even get started, I just wanted to do a quick little thank you guys for your support. I'm sorry. Thank you girls and boys and them and they for your support. I appreciate you guys so much. I've just been thinking about this podcast thing for a while and I just love this. I'm just so happy doing this and thank you for listening and for accepting me and understanding.
I feel the same.
And realizing that we are all going through some shit and I love it. I just want to say thank you. That's
aww,
it.
That's yeah. Very sweet.
Except for that one guy who's on Instagram, mm-hmm. who I think he challenged me to a fight or something a week ago on Instagram.
What?
Yeah. There was some dude on Instagram who was, he said something and said something nice about you and then said something about, all right, if I have to fight your husband or something like that.
Oh, come on. He was kidding. Right. He's one of our biggest fans.
All right, listen. If you're listening, I accept your challenge. 3:00 in the parking lot. No brass knuckles. That's
no,
the one
he's
rule.
He's super cool. I think you guys would be really good friends. I like him a lot.
Have you ever seen 3:00 High?
I have seen 3:00
That's
High.
One of the greatest movies ever.
I would say no, it is not. But
such a good movie.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is. It's so fun.
It's fun. Yeah. All right. Anyway, but you would love the guy to whom you're referring.
Okay.
You would love. He's really cool. And I know you're kidding around. And he's.
Well, I'm not kidding. If you want to fight, meet me outside. I'll bring the Band-Aids. You bring the ice packs because mm-hmm. we're both over 40. And
you don't know if he's over 40.
No, he said that in the thing.
Oh,
he said
did?
We're both over 40, so we're gonna walk away with broken limbs.
I would
or
love
something.
To watch that. I would love to watch that. Yes, that would be the most that YouTube video would go viral,
right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'd be like the girl slapping fight.
Right. Right, girl fight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we are doing an episode about something about siblings. Would you like to elaborate?
You're really great to work with. You always know what's going on.
I've no idea, as usual.
So I wanted to do something about birth order and a little bit about siblings. We don't need to get too deep in the sibling thing. I mean, my brother and sister want to come on and we're going to talk about siblings.
Well, your sister was on.
No, but I'm saying to talk about sibling relationships and stuff. And that'd be, that's a whole other thing. But
okay.
More about birth order. A little bit, when you talk about birth order, you have to talk about siblings, right? And we all, whether you're an only child or wherever you fall in the birth order, I think it's interesting. For me, as a third child, being a third child personally, I think has really influenced me in my life. But one thing I haven't thought about until I started researching for this episode is how much I think it affects us as a couple, too. And, where maybe you don't believe the hype about, that each of us in our birth order. It's a lot of stereotyping talking about birth order, but it's a different kind of stereotyping, right? Because we can all relate. We're not stereotyping, a race or a religion or a class. It's about birth order, and every single one of us can fit in there somewhere. So for me, it's for fun, but whether some people believe that birth order is actually a thing and that there's something behind it. Some people believe that it's all bullshit and, you know, it doesn't really matter. But I think it's an interesting thing to talk about. And I think it certainly has affected my life in a really big way.
Well, yeah, I think there's some truth to it. I probably did not research it as much as you did, and I don't know as much about it as you do. Mm-hmm. But from the limited research that I did and from the limited knowledge that I have about it, I can understand how there's some validity to, I guess, this theory. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Mm. Start it up.
Well, I asked you some questions.
Okay.
But first of all, I'll just start out by saying, so when you talk about research for all of this, Alfred Alder.
I know who he is.
Yes. So he
was through my research.
Okay. So he was really the first one, Alfred Alder, to research personality development and birth order. And he was from the late 1800s to the early 1900s. But then most scientists and most researchers don't really want to take on the idea of siblings and birth order because there are just too many variables. There's gender, there's age, age gap, the number of siblings, income, culture, education. There's just too many X factors. Sure. So it's really only in the past 20 or 30 years that they've really started doing intense research about siblings.
I'm sorry, how many years?
I got 20 to 30.
So only in the last 20 to 30. Okay, keep going. Yeah. I just wanted to hear that.
And Jeffrey Kluger is sort of the more current researcher and scientist about the effects of siblings on human behavior and birth order studies and all that stuff. So he did like a TED talk. He's put out some books. So he's really the more current. So Alfred Alder was the older, mm-hmm. you know, 1800s, early 1900s. But Jeffrey Kluger is the more modern. So when I discuss the more modern stuff, most of it comes from his TED talk that I watched or his books and all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I asked you some questions. Why don't you go through the questions? Because I'm not good at that.
To start off, you asked if I believe this to be like a real thing or just to be a myth.
Yeah, people out there, like, do you think, is this a legit thing that we talk about birth order as a real influence on our personality, on how we get jobs, on, you know, our marriage, how we raise our kids? I just wonder.
I think nature versus nurture is a big role in this whole, it's not a debate, but this thing about.
Yeah, there's no debate. Youngest children are the best.
Youngest.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, I agree.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not youngest, you're younger.
But still youngest. Yet youngest.
When it's at a two, it's younger. I am youngest.
Right. You are. Youngest.
I am. I know. All right.
But I would say typically when you're in one household, nature remains constant, right? Nurture is the thing that varies between each child.
I don't know what nature remains constant. Like you get your period every 28 days. No. I have no clue what you're talking
about. So all three children typically are probably growing up in the same environment.
All three children?
Two, three, six, four. So, it doesn't matter.
Oh, siblings.
Yes. Oh. All siblings are growing up in the same nature, in the same house, with the same parents, with the same influences besides the siblings. And
I agree and disagree with that.
Okay, the environment is the same.
That's not necessarily true.
I'm saying typically no. This is just my. This is not research. This is my thoughts.
Right. But like my brother and I are 10 years apart.
Okay.
My parents were at a very different stage when they had my brother.
Okay.
Than when they had me.
Okay. What changed? Can we not get into?
Yeah.
That yet?
Okay. Yeah. No. But what I'm saying is, I think. I see what you're saying and the basis of it, but I think that there's, again, so many factors that come into play.
For the most part, you grew up in the same town, you grew up in the same neighborhood, you grew up in the same house, you went to the same schools, for the most part, mm-hmm. not everybody. Mm-hmm. So your environment is kind of constant, mm-hmm. okay? But their nurture is what changes and influences. So when you're the firstborn is, you know, you have your first kid and it's, oh, we have to do everything right. Let me do research. Let me read a book. Let me do, like, make sure everything is perfect. By the time the second child is born, it's like, okay, I figured out a few things. By the time the third kid is born, it's like, all right, go fucking do whatever you want to do. So that's the nurture. That's the influence of your child that differentiates between each child. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but if you're the first child, you don't have a sibling. You have no influence by another sibling. When you're a second child, you have the influence of your older sibling. When you're a third child.
Yeah, I
think
I read something that parents with the oldest child, they spend 3,000 more hours with that child, usually on average, than they do with the...
I don't think we spent 3,000 hours with any of our children.
No, that's probably true.
No, but
combined.
But my point being, with each child, there's another sibling to influence their personality.
Unless
their,
it's an only child.
Okay, we didn't. Yeah, right. We didn't talk about that. Right. So there's so, like you just said, there's so many influences that can change the personality or the upbringing of a child based upon how the parents nurture, how the siblings nurture, how things are going. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what I got.
Well, this is all science. So it's all your, I mean, it's science and it's not science because there's so many variables that it makes it hard. You can't prove anything.
It's fun to think
it's
about.
It's fun. I agree.
Because there's so many variables.
Totally. So, all right. So I'll just go through a few, I'm going to just go through a few basic things, which everybody maybe in a general sense already knows, but just for the sake of conversation, I'll go through and tell you a little bit, you know, just about. So firstborn, you know, usually you think of them, they're going to be the most successful, right? They'll be the ones who earn the most money. They'll be the ones who are the most loyal to the family, most driven to achieve in traditional ways. They'll also be the tallest.
Is that true?
Well, that's from my research. Even if it's only by a few centimeters. And they remember how you said that I was a leftover sperm?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Although I'm taller than my sister.
But wait a minute. Typically, aren't men taller than women? So if the first
I don't think it means it like that. I think maybe relatively speaking. You know, if you're like, if it's the oldest is a girl, she might be taller on average, like relatively speaking, than her younger brother or sister.
So is it like if for all the firstborn girls that have ever existed are taller than all the secondborn girls?
Every single one. 100% of them.
Okay.
Yes. You should definitely, for this kind of research, you need to just do a blanket kind of, it's all or nothing.
I get it.
Yes. You would be a fantastic scientist. Anyway, so they tend to have, they also tend to have higher IQs by about or at least 3 points over the second born. 21, for instance, 21 of the first 23 astronauts were first born or only children. Middleborns tend to be the ones who are stuck in the center seat for life. They tend to take longer to find themselves. Middle children tend to invest more in friendships and seek relationships more outside the family because they do tend to get the shaft as far as attention goes from their parents. Some research say, though, that the apparent disadvantages middle children endure can help them be more empathetic, independent, and articulate. Qualities of middle children include mediator, compromising, diplomatic, avoid conflict, independent, loyal to peers, they have many friends, and are unspoiled. Lastborns. Lastborns tend to be funnier.
Wait, can I guess?
What does that mean? Sure. Well, yeah, because I'm a lastborn.
No. Right.
You were
lastborn are very secluded. They suck their fingers. They like to sleep a lot and they're very smart. And
you're talking about our son. They tend to be funnier, obviously.
Yeah.
More empathetic, more intuitive. They're much likelier to be rebels. Younger siblings, I love this, are twice as likely to smoke and drink. Holla. Mm-hmm. If they have an older sibling who already smokes and drinks.
Okay. Well, you had that. right?
I have no comment to that.
Okay.
I have a brother and sister who will kill me.
I didn't. You possibly did. Or not.
Yeah, you know, but listen, when you're... Yeah.
Right.
I'll get them. They're going to come on.
Okay.
Researchers reveal that this arises because younger siblings always try to follow the path of their older sibling. Because last borns view the older sibling as bigger, faster, and smarter, they may attempt to differentiate themselves by being more rebellious. Qualities of a last born include manipulative, charming, blaming others, attention-seeking, tenacious, a people person, a natural salesperson, affectionate, and they love surprises.
Okay.
Those are just some of the things about them. Only children. Only children, okay, tend to be more sophisticated, have a better vocabulary, and they even have better social skills often. They have a great ability to make and maintain friends, to resolve conflict, because they have to be nimble when learning about skills outside the home, like in daycare, playgroups, and school. One of the advantages of being an only child in the home is that the conversations you hear and participate in, the TV shows you watch, the vacations you go on, tend to skew older. All these things become food for the developing brain, and by the time the child is in first grade, he or she has a background in adult thinking and abstract concepts that children with siblings just don't get. So,
what? Yeah.
Older children, I think that there is a judgment or a stereotype about older children that they're spoiled and...
Wait, older or only?
I'm sorry, only.
Yes.
I'm sorry, only children. That, you know, they're spoiled, they're... they can't share, they don't play well with others because they never had a partner or... And maybe to an extent that that's true, but it doesn't hold up for the only children I know in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but I feel like, all right, so only children, like they don't have a sibling to share with, but they still interact with other kids.
If they're in daycare and stuff.
Well, they go to school, don't they?
Maybe they're homeschooled.
I think all right, we're talking about
right.
Like 0.01%.
Yes, they go to school, but you don't go to school. If you don't go to preschool, you're not in school till you're 5 or 6 years old. That's a long time to be by yourself, like with,
right.
You know, but yes, if they go to daycare and stuff, you know, but it shows that, but it shows that only children are really no different than other kids. Specifically, they're not more spoiled, lonely, selfish, or over dependent. Actually, there's plenty of good news about only children. In fact, research shows they're self-confident, well-organized, and ambitious.
Yeah, I feel like if you're a child with siblings and you're like, fuck you, that's mine. I want to play with that versus an only child who like wants a friend to come over and be like, here, play this with me, you know? No.
Or they're not used to sharing. So I guess it depends.
No, I don't know.
So the national average for single child families, so 20% of American families, have single child families, so only children. 20%.
20%. That's high.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised about that too. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so I asked you, so one thing that I started thinking about with the two of us is birth order and marriage, okay?
Okay.
So do you feel like it makes so much sense to me about all the problems we've had that we're both really stereotypical for you younger, for me youngest children. So I wanted to know what your thoughts about that. Like, do you think it's problematic that we were both youngest kids? And for anybody listening, think about you and your spouse or, you know, relationship that you're in and your birth order. And from what we just said, how does it affect you?
Okay, so you're asking me if I think it's problematic that we're both the younger or youngest kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on, because you went out of order once again, and I got to find my answer, because I went in order, as usual. Okay, so do I think it's problematic that we're both the youngest, or you're the youngest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm the younger.
Mm-hmm.
So my answer is nope.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Right.
I mean, we're both so similar in those areas that I think it works for us.
What?
So, all right, listen. My answer for yep is, like, we're both rebellious risk takers. We're both spoiled.
No, it's fun.
Okay.
So but we're right, horrible wait. Adulting.
All right, so that's the nope, that we're both so rebellious and we take risks and we're both spoiled. And all right, there's so many factors to the fact that we're the youngest. But the yup is we're both so fun. We're both exciting. We're both very smart people. We click on so many levels that that's what made me think this whole thing is real, that it's not a myth, that because we both have the qualities of the younger child.
Oh, yeah. We have embraced those with full force, baby.
Damn right.
Yeah.
So we just did an episode about secrets and lies, and I have a confession.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I actually did not create all of those specialty craft cocktails that you love. I had a little help. But I did do some of my own. But for the most part, I have to confess, I did use this company called Shaker and Spoon. I'm so excited to talk about this because I've been using them for like a year now. And
you've been waiting to confess?
I've been waiting to confess my guilt. This could be the next guilt episode. This is why I'm so excited that they've partnered with us, because they're a monthly cocktail subscription box. They deliver craft cocktail experiences to your home.
Yeah, it's really fun getting those boxes. So cool. It's really fun.
Like, you open it up, it's like a birthday present.
It's
like
so you get fun. Rid of all the shit. It's like a party in a box.
A party in a box.
Yeah.
So each month, a box arrives with three brand new original recipes created by world-class bartenders, as well as enough ingredients like syrups and bitters and mixers and garnishes, all that fun stuff for 12 complete cocktails.
You're like a kid in a candy store.
I'm
with that.
So excited. Mm-hmm. Like I'm giddy.
Uh-huh.
Each box is different. They revolve around one type of liquor. So all three recipes that you get use the same one liquor for all 12 drinks. You only need to add the liquor. So you provide the liquor, they provide the stuff, the fun stuff. And it just makes it that easy to prep your drink. They even have like step-by-step instructions as well as YouTube videos. And they're only like 30 seconds. So it's not like you have to watch this long thing to like, it's so fast. It's so quick. It's literally 30 seconds. So go to shakerandspoon.com/marriage. They'll take $20 off their already low subscription price at checkout. ShakerandSpoon.com/marriage. Save $20 off your subscription. It's awesome. Check it out.
I'm really excited to talk about this company, Lola, and it's founded by women for women. We're always so concerned about what we're putting into our bodies food-wise, and we're buying all these organic cosmetics. So why should our women's products be any different?
I agree. I completely
you should agree.
Agree.
Especially.
Do not put foreign things in your bodies.
God. Especially as a mom now of a teenage girl, I'm more concerned with this than ever. And I can also, I'm sure you can relate to the fact, Adam, that I'm always having to run out last minute when I get my period because I ran out of tampons the month before. And of course, I never went out and replenished. Never. Because that's just how
you text me, can you please go run out after, like, from work?
Exactly.
And I'm like, do I really have to?
So Lola delivers straight to your door, and you can design your boxes to suit your personal needs. You can mix tampons and pads. You can also decide how frequently you want the shipments, and you can cancel, modify, or skip an order at any time. So it's seriously zero pressure, unlike a lot of other subscription boxes. And the best part is that the products are 100% cotton with absolutely no added chemicals. And that's different than most other women's products. They also sell these amazing biodegradable natural cleansing wipes that are safe to use anywhere on your body for that midday fresh, Adam.
I love me some freshness.
And right now, I'm so excited because my Lola is offering Marriage and Martinis guests 40% off all subscriptions if you visit mylola.com and enter the promo code MNM. 40% off. That's big time. So head over to mylola.com And at checkout, make sure you put in the promo code MNM.
Stay fresh, guys. Okay. Thanks. But we love that about each other. And we hate that about each other.
Exactly. I was just going to say.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I read this whole thing about a marriage counselor who was like, basically, if you want to start your marriage being even like riskier than it usually is, as you know, with whatever it is, 50% of marriages ending in divorce, marry somebody in your own birth order.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
So if you want to really maybe, you know, challenge your marriage and maybe get off to like a rocky start or whatever, a firstborn marrying a firstborn or a middle child marrying a middle child, not the way to go. A couple consisting of two lastborns is more likely to get into debt.
Oh, all right.
So I think I personally, you know, I never thought about it before until now. I never put two and two together. I knew we had some similar personality traits. I think of the two of us, I'm definitely the more conservative one, right? Like I think.
What?
No?
Conservative?
I mean.
What about you as conservative?
Well, maybe I'm more of like a homebody. I'm more of, you know, I think that I am more of like a family girl. Like, I'm serious.
Okay.
And I think you are more, you're like all adventure. Like you can't sit still for 2 seconds. Like everything has to be constantly moving, exciting. I think you're always like waiting for the next quote unquote high, even though I'm not, you know, that's not a literal thing. But
oh, I wish it was.
But I think that the two of us together, like I think the one of the things that I fell in love with you about, and maybe that's the problem getting married at 24 is that you were so exciting and adventurous and, you know, you felt like, you know, you wanted to be constantly like having fun. And now that I'm a little older, I'm like, fuck, that's not what maybe, you know, that's
yeah
problematic.
Different times.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was. Then. Yeah. But we had too much fun. We were not. We have never been. Neither of us are good at like adulting and being responsible. And in a marriage, you need, you know, I guess that's like the whole thing, opposites attract, right?
Yep, so you we're not them. Opposites.
That's what I said.
Right.
We're not.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying like you need one person maybe to be the adventurous one and one person.
Oh, okay.
And I think in comparison to you, I do think I am the more responsible one, which is really scary.
That is kind of scary.
Right. But I'm saying, yeah. Even compared to you, I am the one who sort of like, I think keeps us in line. But I am nobody to be keeping anybody in line. So
very
it doesn't.
Scary.
Right. But actually, it's funny because, and I don't know if any of this is true, take it all with a grain of salt. But when I did my research, it said lastborns or only children who marry other lastborns or only children make the best match.
See?
Right.
We
and
do.
We're still here. the next most successful marriage pairing, supposedly, is middle class.
Oh boy.
Wow. I know that's bad.
Yeah.
Middle children and lastborns. So middle children, I guess, are like more empathetic and stuff. So maybe more understanding of what fuck ups lastborn children are.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's interesting because my parents were both oldest kids. But my mom is so not a typical oldest.
Oh my God.
Right?
The complete opposite of
everything
we researched about your first.
She's so not like driven and responsible. And like, and my dad, it's so funny because, and they have, I mean, they've been married for 50 plus years, but my dad is like, I think he was like literally born a full grown adult.
Yeah. He's ultra, you know what I mean? Responsible.
He's like the Benjamin Button, but instead of getting younger, he like got older.
He was born old and got older.
Yeah. He was born like an old man and got older. Like he is the most conservative, not in like his political beliefs or anything, but the most conservative like human being. I mean, oh my God.
But that's funny because talking about your mom, like you being the third child, you had to be responsible because you had to get yourself ready in the morning.
That's true. I did have that.
Which
yes.
most third child,
children
don't, according to our research, don't do. They're not able to do that.
Well, I think for me that the you know, my brother is 10 years older than I am. My sister is 7 years older, almost 7 years older than I am. I think my parents were like, wow, yeah, let's have a third kid. And then I was born. And number one, they were like, oh my God, we've done this twice. And then I think they were also sort of like, she's way harder than the first two. Like my brother and sister were super easy kids to raise. And then I was really difficult. That I think they were sort of like done.
Yeah, they're so much like better than you.
They are.
Yeah, they're so smart. I'm the leftover sperm. They're so responsible.
I know. They're really good people. Yeah. I suck. But I think that it's just so interesting that my dad almost plays an older child role to my mom, even though they're both oldest children. But
yeah,
opposites attract, because my mom really has the personality of a youngest child. But I think that's what my dad loves about her, is that she lightens it up for him. She's more, you know, she doesn't.
Well, he's so ultra responsible.
Yeah.
Ultra, like, you know.
Yeah. I swear to God, in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, when Cameron says, when Ferris says about Cameron, if we shoved coal up your ass in 2 weeks, we'd have a diamond. That's my dad.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Makes sense.
And my mom is like, she's fun loving and a pain in the ass, but fun loving and can make any situation great. So, you know, in some ways it works for them. But they're both oldest children, and he's an actual oldest child, and she's not.
No, not even a little.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about our kids? Do you think they follow this theory of...
Yes, except our oldest.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
Not any of them?
No. All right. Ian, yes. To the T.
Right.
I actually have here...
Ian's our middle child.
Right. Well, if you listen, you know who
he is.
He's
3 years younger than Mia and 3 years older than Jonah.
Okay, but anybody who's listening who knows us knows these things.
They don't have to memorize our fucking kids' birth order.
Well, listen, if you like us, you'll memorize our kids' birth dates.
For the love of God. Okay.
Right. All right, so what I found was...
And at home, I want people to think about this. Are your kids stereotypical? It's all stereotyping, but are your kids stereotypical... Youngest, middle, oldest, or just or whatever.
You asked me if they follow this typical birth order thing, or do you think this has to do with how we treat them? So that got me thinking.
Well, I mean, we're equally neglectful to all of them.
I said yes, how we treat them. But are they the way they are because of how we treat them? Or do we treat them the way we do because of the way they are?
Well, that's exactly what the dude from the late 1800s, Alfred Alder.
Oh.
Alfred.
Okay.
Al.
What does Alfred say?
Al Bundy. he said that, you know, it's not so much that is the actual, that kids are born like that. It's that we sort of put that on them. You know, that we are like, oh, they're the oldest, so they should be the most responsible. I say to Mia all the time, and it's such bullshit and I should never say it, you're so much older, you should know better. You know, like I always do that. Like when she fights with Jonah, who's 7 and she's 13, and I know he can be annoying, you know, like for sure. But I'm always like, you are 13. Why are you fighting with him? But really, like, she lives in a house with him. It's annoying sometimes.
Yeah.
I know. I shouldn't do that. But I do. I'm always with the birth order. I'm always like, I put more pressure on her. I'm like, you know, you're like with Ian, who's 10, who's 3 years younger than her. I'm like, talk to him. Tell, you know, make him feel better. You know, I'm never saying that to the boys about like, I'm definitely put more on her because she's the oldest.
And that's probably for sure why she's rebelling against everything you're saying.
Oh, she doesn't really rebel. She's a really good kid.
She is good. What I was saying before was, do we treat them the way that they are because that's the way they are? Or does the way we treat them influence the people they become? That's kind of what I was. So it's like chicken versus the egg, right? So it's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first? The way they are, and that's how we treat them? Or we treat them, and that's the way they are?
I think we treat them, and that's the way they are.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think maybe it's a little bit of that, and then we drive it home.
Did you know? Mm. I think the egg came first, not the chicken.
All right, can we talk about this?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what they say for first children, the first child, you already talked about this, but I want to kind of elaborate, is they say they're reliable. They're conscientious. Conscientious?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. Conscientious. 100%.
Conscientious.
Yes, conscientious.
Conscientious. Uh-huh.
All of the above.
Structured, cautious, controlling, achiever.
Which one is this?
The first child.
Conscientious, structured.
Conscientious, reliable, structured, cautious, controlling, and achievers.
Okay.
Would you say our first is any of those things?
Can say it again?
No. We've said it too many times.
I can't.
All right, one more time. Reliable, conscientious, structured, cautious, controlling, achiever. Would you relate that to our first child?
In her own way, yes.
Yes.
In her own way. She is not a typical first child.
Correct.
For sure.
I agree.
Right.
All right. Ian, our second child, follows to a T what a second child is, a middle child. Mm-hmm. People pleaser, somewhat rebellious, thrives on friendships, has large social circles, and a peacemaker. I mean, that's him. Like, those are his adjectives.
Yeah.
And then third, which I don't agree with everything here, but fun-loving, uncomplicated, manipulative, outgoing, attention-seeker, self-centered.
Well, our third, first of all, he's still young. He's 7. All right, let's move on. Okay. Nobody cares.
Right. Oh, yeah, I have a question for you. Because you were talking about you're a Gap child.
I loved the Gap. I shopped there.
Are they still
all the
in
time.
Business?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you're a Gap child. So your brother, like you said, is 10 years older than you? And your sister's 8 years older than you? 7? Okay. So do you consider yourself to be a typical third child? Or are you almost like a first child in a way?
Both. Like you said, I had two things going on. I was not a typical third child in that my parents were kind of done. You know, they were sort of, I mean, they loved me just as much as my brother and sister. Don't get me wrong. You think that's debatable?
Don't push it.
But at the same time, they were sort of like, they were tired, you know, and they were, and not only were they tired, but it was really difficult. So that was harder for them. And also I think they put all three of us through private school, and they were putting my brother and my sister through college. So finances were less than they were. And I think to my dad, it was a shock because he is such a responsible, capable human being. And I was a total shit show in high school and college. So I think that number one, he was done because he was tired and he had already raised 2 kids. And I think number two, and they were phenomenal parents. Don't get me wrong. I was hard. I think number two, they were sort of like, oh, my God, she's really tough. So I think that like the day you wanted to marry me, they were like super excited because
please take her.
Yeah. But I am in my mind the most typical youngest child there ever was. Even though I have some, you know, I worked since I was 14 years old. You know, I was always working. I was always making money and I like wanted to buy shit. So I knew I had to, you know, work.
Well, you worked at stores that you could buy shit on.
Well, yeah, I worked at Banana Republic for years because I wanted cool clothes. And back then, Banana Republic was like a cool clothes store. Another thing I read that's interesting. So I always wanted 3 kids. Like I...
No, you didn't.
What?
You did not.
How many kids
did I forced you into the third kid.
No, you wanted a 4th kid.
Oh, fuck that. Oh, you, I don't want a fourth kid.
You never forced me into a third kid. Really? Ever.
I thought I did.
What?
What?
No, you were going to force me into a fourth kid, and that's when I said you have to get a vasectomy or else I will not have sex with you because I cannot handle a fourth kid. And some people can, and they're amazing at it. But there's also a bunch of studies that say that parents tend to favor and identify with the birth order that, you know, their own birth order. So if you were...
Oh, is that true?
Yes.
Oh, so you're the third kid.
Correct. Right. Correct. So I always was like, I want three kids. Listen, had we not been able to have three kids, I would have stopped at two. I really always wanted three kids. Hmm. You don't listen to a fucking word I say, because I said that for years, that I, from like our first date, I was like, I want three kids. But do I feel close? Like the thing is, like I was trying to think to myself, do I feel closer to Jonah? And it says that, you know, if you have a last child, no matter how many children you have, and all your other kids have gone off, like college or whatever, you tend to be closer to the last child because they're the last ones home.
Yeah, but they're the baby too. So it's more comforting to like baby a baby.
Yeah, but I really legitimately, and you know me, I'm like, they're all pains in the ass or whatever, but I legitimately, like, they all have something super special about them.
They
like,
do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our kids are all, the three of them are so freaking different. Yes. But they're all good, you know, like they're all, and they all have the same hardcore beliefs.
All right. Nobody cares.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Think our children are so great. I'm just saying
that's an interesting thing to think about. Is do you identify more with the youngest child? You know, as me, do I identify more as the youngest child because I'm the youngest child?
Do you think you do? Do
I don't think so.
I don't either.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No. Mm-hmm. No. You don't. Mm-hmm. You have your own unique thing with each.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And both our moms come from three girls, which I think is interesting.
That's funny.
Yeah, you never thought about that,
did
you?
I did not.
All right, so something I researched a little bit just for like fun is famous birth order. So can you guess what these celebrities, their famous birth order, you know, what, where do they go in line?
Okay.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, firstborn.
Only child. Yeah.
Right.
Kind of. Yeah. Only child.
Makes sense.
Martin Luther King.
Ooh. Second child.
Yeah, middle child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bill Gates.
Only child.
No.
Third child.
No, think about all his like charity work and everything. He's a middle child.
Okay.
Yeah. Jim Carrey.
Oh, like fifth child.
Youngest. Yeah. Steve Martin.
Second child.
Youngest child.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan.
Don't know who she is.
For real?
I know the name. I couldn't pick her out of a lineup.
Well, Lindsay Lohan is shockingly an eldest child, which I was very surprised about. Robert De Niro.
Oh, boy. Robert De Niro has got to be the third.
No, only child.
Only?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I got.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, man. I know.
It gets to be too much. too much. But
not that I knew anything that I was talking about, but it was fun.
But I think there's something to be said for him. I mean, my brother, you know, like I said, I'll have them on. But for me, he's the typical, and he's a really good big brother. He is, to me, like the most, he's my dad. You know, he's my dad in a sense. He's like the typical oldest boy. And they do say that oldest girls tend to be more successful even than oldest boys. So if you have an oldest girl, she kind of tends to even like extend herself even more than an oldest child.
Is that true?
Yeah. And my sister made a point today when we were out. She said families with all boys tend to be like really successful. Like all the boys tend to just really like want each other to succeed. I think there's something to be said for all of this in the birth order.
I do too. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
It's look, it's more fun. There is a lot of truth to this. I think we've established that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of silliness too that doesn't pertain to everybody.
Right.
But it makes sense. I think
But I do think what drew us to each other, as problematic as it's been, and we have definitely come into some issues, I think, because we're both old, you know, like youngest children. Yeah. I don't know that I could be with an oldest child. Back in the day, now it makes sense to me. Now mm-hmm. I sort of would like that.
I don't think an oldest child could put up with you.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking more that like I think I would. They would like. I think same as my mom and my dad. I think he would appreciate that about me, or she would appreciate that about me. I think that when I was 24 and still young, I was adventurous and wanted adventure. Now I would like a little bit of the.
Yeah, but you still want. Adventure. You still want fun.
No? Yeah. I could get that with my friends. Yeah. But
I know I don't anymore, so it doesn't matter. All right. I'm done with all that too.
Right.
I guess that's age. Like just getting older.
Maybe.
Fuck. Next is 50. That's old.
That's not next. 45 is next.
No, 50 is next.
No, it's not. 45.
The next decade is 50. All right,
50 is great.
No, fuck that.
Yeah.
That means I only have like...
All right, like can we not? Okay. All right. Really? Seriously? All right.
Enough of that?
Yeah, enough of that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope we entertained you for a little while. This was one of our shorter episodes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just going to be a fun one.
Yeah, of course. It was. Mm-hmm. This was just for fun. So... We're done?
Yeah. So please rate and review us on iTunes.
Or anywhere else you get your podcast or you listen.
Right.
Doesn't just have to be iTunes.
Yeah. Anywhere you get your podcast, subscribe to our email list. We've sent out a few emails, which have been fun.
Our last one was fun.
I worked really hard on that.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
I worked really hard on that. Instagram still. We're you know, if you have anybody, if you want to share the podcast or Instagram with anybody, please do that. That's super helpful to us. And if you want to go on our website, YouTube, yeah. Adam has some videos on YouTube with him in the and support us, please. So after the Jody Utter interview, we got some feedback of people saying the audio really sucked.
Yeah.
Some people were like, it's fine. We were able to hear it's totally fine. Some people were super frustrated about the audio.
Yeah, but the content was good.
The content was amazing. Yeah. Jody was phenomenal.
She's awesome.
But my answer to that is, okay, well, we would love to get new equipment for audio to make it better for all of you. And we have some phenomenal guests coming on in the future that we already have booked. And we would love you to just be able to enjoy it without any kind of audio interference, but we need help. We're doing this completely on our own budget. Like that, this is all the money comes out of our pocket. So if you can help us and we can make the audio better, we would really appreciate that. So support us on our website.
Sure.
Give us whatever it is, $5, $10, it all helps. So go on and do that, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we love you.
More about that to come. Probably in the next episode with some fun new stuff that we're probably going to have. All right,
just
soon.
Wait and we'll talk about it.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. Yeah, exactly. Thanks, guys. We love you.
Yeah, fun? We love you. Yeah.
All right. Bye.